Old School, Hoover Stab Route for Old School Rave Pressure in Ableton Live 12, Intermediate Lesson Narration. Alright, let's build some proper old school Hoover Stab pressure inside Ableton Live 12, but in a way that actually works in drum and bass. Big attitude, zero clutter. The mission is simple. We want stabs that feel like that 92 to 96 sampled rave energy, but they're disciplined enough to sit behind a break and a bass line without stealing the crown from the snare. We're going to do this in a very DNB-friendly order. Sound design first, then we resample so it behaves like a classic sampled stab, then we route and process it, and finally we write patterns that push momentum without turning your mix into a mid-range traffic jam. First, quick setup so the session stays organized at 174 BPM. Set your tempo somewhere in the 172 to 176 range, and let's land on 174 to keep it honest. Now make three groups. One called drums, one called bass, one called music. Even if your project is small, this grouping matters because we're going to sidechain from the drums and manage space like adults. And create a return track, return A, and name it Reverb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Don't overthink the settings yet. The reason we do this early is because old school stabs love send reverb. One shared space glues the tune and gives you one knob to push hype during transitions. Now let's build the Hoover source. Create a new MIDI track named Hoover MIDI. We'll use stock Ableton, and the easiest classic but controllable route is Waveeatable. Load Waveeatable. Oscillator 1. Choose a basic saw. Turn on unison, somewhere like 6 to 8 voices. Detune around 15 to 25%. This is the core angry stack energy. Oscillator 2. Also a saw, or something slightly PWM-ish if you've got a Waveeatable that leans that way. Give it a bit less unison, like 2 to 4 voices, detune around 10 to 18%, and pull its level down about 6 dB compared to OSC 1. The point is thickness without turning it into constant fizz. Now the filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Put cutoff roughly around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz for now. We'll automate later. Add some drive, maybe 3 to 6 dB. Then give the filter envelope a small amount, like 10 to 20, just to add bite at the front of the stab. Now the most important part, the amp envelope. We're not making a pad. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, or extremely low. Release tight, like 80 to 160 milliseconds. This is what makes it speak like a stab and not smear your breaks. For the classic Hoover instability, add a tiny pitch wobble. Use LFO 1 routed to oscillator pitch for both oscillators. Rate around 5 to 7 Hz. Amount extremely small, something like 0.05 to 0.15 semitones. You should feel it, not hear it as vibrato. If you're a drift person, you can absolutely do it in drift 2. Two saws, moderate to tune, filter drive up, short envelope. Drift often resamples in a gridder, raw way, which is actually very jungle-friendly. Next, movement. Add chorus ensemble after the synth. Set it to ensemble mode. Amount roughly 35 to 55%. Rate slow, like 0.3 to 0.6 Hz. Spread wide, around 80 to 120%. That slow swirl is a huge part of the Hoover Talks vibe. Optionally add phaser flanger after that. Set to phaser mode. Slow rate again, like 0.08 to 0.2 Hz, amount 20 to 35%, feedback 10 to 20. The key word is slow. We want weighty motion, not seasick. Now we add bite and control. Drop a saturator next. Mode, analog clip. Drive maybe 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim output so your channel isn't slamming. If you're peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB, you're in a safe place to keep building. Then EQ 8. High pass it. Fairly aggressive, 24 dB per octave somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. In DNB, your Hoover is mid-range energy. Your bass owns the sub and low mid. If you keep low end in the stab, you will lose headroom, and your drop will feel smaller. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's boxy, try a gentle dip around 300 to 600 Hz. You're basically carving it into a place where it can shout without stepping on the snare crack or the bass weight. Now we do the magic trick that makes it feel like 1994, resampling. Create a new audio track called Hoover Resample. Set its input to audio from Hoover MIDI and choose Post Effects. Arm the resample track, hit record, and play a few stabs at different notes. Something like F, G, A, C is a good quick palette. Record 4 to 8 bars so you get options. Now go through that recording and pick your best hits. Consolidate so it's one clean region. Then for that one-shot sampled feel, usually turn warp off. Trim it tight. If there's a click, we'll fix it later with a tiny fade. Then drag that audio into simpler on a new MIDI track. This is a big shift. Now you're not playing a synth. You're playing a sampled stab instrument. And that tends to sit in a mix way easier, especially at 170 plus BPM. In simpler, set it to one-shot mode. Turn snap on. Add a tiny fade, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, just enough to kill clicks without dulling the transient. Optional but very effective. Pitch envelope. Add a slight downward pitch drop, amount around minus 5 to minus 12, decay about 80 to 160 milliseconds. It gives that punchy sampled chord stab smack. Quick coach note here. Pick a home note. Decide your tonic, like F or G, and treat these stabs like punctuation, not a chord progression. Old rave pressure often comes from repetition plus attitude, not constant harmonic movement. Limit yourself to 1 to 3 scale degrees for most of the groove. Now let's build the rave pressure processing chain on the simpler stab track. Think of this as your mix ready rack. First, EQ 8 pre, high pass again around 150 Hz. Then if the stab feels dull after all the filtering and resampling, you can add a gentle high shelf, 1 to 3 dB around 7 to 10 kHz. Don't go crazy. DNB already has a lot of top energy. Next, glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you see 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is mostly for density and printed character, not for smashing. Then chorus ensemble if you didn't already bake enough movement into the sample. Here I like slightly lower amount, like 25 to 40%, just for width. Then hybrid reverb as an insert, but subtle. Choose hall or plate. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't step on the transient. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. High cut 7 to 10 kHz. Wet around 8 to 18%. Remember, your big reverb move should mostly happen on the send, not the insert. Then utility. If there's any low content, keep bass mono on. Width around 90 to 120%, but be careful. Your drums and bass need the center to remain strong. Now, the rule that saves your snare, sidechain ducking. At the end of the stab chain, add a standard compressor, not glue. Turn on sidechain. Choose the input as your drums group, or even better, a dedicated kick and snare bus if you have one. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick and snare hit. This is not just a mixing trick, it's an arrangement trick. It lets the stab feel loud in the gaps while never robbing the drum transient. If you want a more classic rave pump, make the release a bit longer so it breathes in time. Here is an extra pro move, a slash B your stab against your snare transient. If the stab peak hits at the exact same instant as the snare will feel smaller. Try nudging the stab, MIDI a few milliseconds earlier or later, like 5 to 15 ms, or adjust simpler sample start slightly. You're trying to make the stab support the snare, not compete with it. And speaking of sample start, in simpler, map start to a macro, just a small range. Moving it forward a hair makes the stab more percussive and can instantly clean up busy break patterns. Now let's write DNB-friendly patterns, because sound design without the right rhythm is just a loud synth. Pattern A is offbeat pressure. In one bar, place the stabs on the end of one, the end of two, the end of three, and sometimes skip the last one so it doesn't become predictable. Keep the notes short, and vary velocity. This sits behind a two-step or a break-led groove and just keeps the wheel turning. Pattern B is call and response with a snare. Put a stab right after the snare, depending on your grid, and then answer again near beat 4. This frames the snare. The snare feels bigger because it has a shadow after it. Pattern C is your rave lift at the end of a phrase. Last two bars of a 16. Either hold a longer stab, or do repeated eighth notes rising in energy. Automate filter cutoff open, increase send to the rave verb return, and then hard cut right at the drop. That silence before the impact is one of the oldest tricks in rave, and it still works because it's psychoacoustics. You reset the ear, then the downbeat feels louder. Now let's talk arrangement. Here's a clean 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 8, intro, filtered stabs, low volume, maybe a break teaser. Keep the stabs darker, and keep your width a bit restrained. Bars 9 to 16, build. Full break comes in, stabs get more rhythmic, like pattern A. Open the filter slightly over time, maybe widen a little. Bars 17 to 32, drop. Here's the counterintuitive part, make the stab sparser. Use pattern B, use them as ear candy hits, not a constant layer. Let bass and drums dominate. Then bring back a signature bigger stab around bar 31 to 32 to push into the next phrase. If you want a simple energy automation plan across 16 bars, automate only three things: filter openness, reverb send amount, and density. More hits early, fewer hits right at the biggest impact moment. The drop often hits harder when the stabs back off. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid while you're working. If there's too much low end in the stab, you will fight the bass and lose headroom. High pass it, don't be shy. If the stabs are too long, their tails smear break transients. Shorten release, trim the sample, or reduce reverb. You're aiming for punch, not fog. If you overwiden, it sounds huge solo but collapses when everything hits. Keep the core stab more mono, and put your width into chorus and reverb, especially on returns. If you don't duck, your snare stops feeling like a gunshot. Side chain or do volume shaping. And finally, if you play too many notes, you destroy the power. Rave stabs are powerful because they're strategic. Let's add a couple of advanced, super practical variations you can do right now. 1. Velocity is tone, not just loudness. In simpler, map velocity to filter cutoff, or to volume plus cutoff. Now your programming becomes expressive automatically. Soft hits are darker, hard hits are brighter. This makes one stab sound like a performance instead of a loop.